Hi, this is Max Cohn in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. We are the 3rd of June 2009. And I'm here at the Segal Center with Mr. Arvin Segal, who is the donator of this center, which is a very important one. There is going to be a Yiddish theater festival. So, Mr. Arvin Segal, how did you come to be a donator?
Well, the Sadie Brofman Center has been here for years, many years, 40 years or so, and my wife Leonor, about 15 years ago, introduced me to the Sadie Brofman Center and the Yiddish Theater, who was here many, many years, was housed in Sadie, and I had never known about it. But I always, since I was a child, wanted to speak Yiddish.
Why?
My mother spoke Yiddish.
She spoke Yiddish, but not with you?
Well, I didn't. My grandmother, my mother's family, and my father's family all spoke Yiddish. They're all born in Europe.
Where?
My mother's Bialystok, and my father's side in Latvia.
Riga.
Near Riga. Krispuls, a town called Krispuls. Anyway, so they spoke Yiddish when they didn't want me to understand, and I always had the desire to learn, know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So that was then. And here I find out in Montreal there's a Yiddish theater, Yiddish whole Mumbleshen group, which I had not known about, but I just like hearing Yiddish talking, although I don't speak Yiddish. I've tried several times in my life, but I'm not one for languages. So I just like being exposed to Yiddish. So I got involved here.
So what job did you have in your life?
I got involved supporting my wife and raising money for Dora Wasserman when she was still well. But there was no endowment for her, and there wasn't enough funds available to support the Yiddish theater, I'm going 15 years ago. And slowly, over the last 15 years, it kept losing more and more money, till about 4 years ago, the community decided to close the Sadie Brofman Center, and we got involved and we sort of took it over. It's still a community center, but it's now the first time I ever got two buildings for nothing, and I overpaid. That's the extent of it. I met Bryna Dora had since passed away, and I got hooked in this Yiddish, hearing Yiddish singing, Yiddish dancing, Yiddish culture.
Do you understand a little more Yiddish now than before?
Yes, I understand more in every play I see. I learn more words. I have to live to be 120, and I'll speak Yiddish.
So, do you remember something special about Dora Wasserman?
Dora was, what I remember about Dora is the following she had, the Yiddish theater, the organization she built around her. She was almost like the Pied Piper, where everyone adored Dora, followed her, and stuck by her till the any way they could. So I fell into that system, and Bryna took over. There was almost no bump in the road. Bryna took over and kept going straight to where we are today.
It's amazing to see such a theater, a Yiddish theater in Montreal, because there is no other one like that. There are some Yiddish theater in Tel Aviv or in New York, but it's not such an important thing like here. So do you think it's important for the future to have a Yiddish theater?
Well, going forward, look, I think it's more a culture. It's my father being born in Europe, Eastern Europe. I feel a strong sense of wanting it to survive. I think there's history there, and then I've gone on the march of the living, and I see that whole culture that was there. I see everything, every movie I can about the Holocaust. I tried to read up on the Holocaust. But mainly for the culture it provided my grandparents, my ancestors. And it seems to all come out in the Yiddish language.
But you have also other Jewish languages like Judaismo or Judeo-Arab. It's not the only one.
Well, I don't know. I know Israel, very supportive of Israel. I think my mother instilled in me Jewish continuity. I had very little background in Judaism as a young man. And today, the last 25 years, I go to Israel a week every year to study Jewish philosophy, Jewish history, morals, ethics. I try to live my life.
Do you speak a little Hebrew?
No, I don't speak Hebrew. My sister made Aliyah 31 years ago. So it runs in with my sister, my family. I think my sister had the same background I did. And like to keep going as long as we can.
So as you can see, we are working for the future. Thank you very much, Melvin.
Oh, pleasure. I hope.